Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro. Eagles Live returns on this Wednesday as the Eagles prepare for the opening game of the 2013 regular season, Monday Night Football in Landover, Maryland, against the Washington Redskins. We have a great season in store, a great show ahead, and we're glad you are along with us here as we follow every step of the Chip Kelly Eagles this season. We've gone through the preseason, a 2-2 preseason for the Eagles, a time for the coaches and the personnel people to evaluate the talent on this roster. Eagles have gotten down to 53 players and a practice squad. We'll get to that in just a bit here. Today on the show, Chip Kelly will stop by very shortly in studio. He also will meet the media a little later on, which we'll cover live. Robert Griffin III starts at quarterback for the Redskins. He has his conference call with the Philadelphia media. We'll bring that to you in the course of our show as well. And we're going to check out a little bit of the community work the Eagles doing last night as they went out to help a youth football team. First things first, though, let's get you caught up with the headlines with Mr. Bo Wolf.
Thanks, Dave, and let's get you caught up on your headlines here for Eagles Live. And it begins, of course, with the season opener 5 days away, Monday Night Football at FedEx Field. And, of course, we all remember the last time the Eagles played Monday Night Football at Washington, November 15th, 2010. Michael Vick hits DeSean Jackson for that 88-yard touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. Vick accounts for 6 total touchdowns. The Eagles win 59-28. And so Vick and DeSean will both be looking for a bit of an encore performance for the season opener in Chip Kelly's first game. We will hear from both Michael Vick and DeSean Jackson later on today. You can watch that video on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and read what they say on All Access. Meanwhile, on the other sideline, the big story, Robert Griffin III set to play in his first game action since tearing his ACL during the playoffs. That was on January 6th of this year. He did not play in any game action during the preseason. He gets his first action week one against the Eagles. And meanwhile, as the Eagles pared down their roster to 53 players over the weekend, 2 new guys joined the team who did not spend the summer with the Eagles, both actually fifth-round picks in 2012. Cornerback Sean Prater, who was with the Cincinnati Bengals. He's about 5'10", 190. The book on him is that he's a physical tackling cornerback who can play with some ball skills as well. And then linebacker Najee Good was signed from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is a cover linebacker, and Howie Roseman said the team was looking for a guy who can grow into a nickel linebacker role. That's what Najee Good brings to the team. Later on here on Eagles Live, Chip Kelly joins you, Dave, in studio, and also you can watch his live press conference right here.
Thank you very much, Bo. As you all know, the Eagles getting down to 53 players over the weekend, making their cuts on Friday and Saturday, readjusting some of the roster in these ensuing days. So let's take a look at this roster breakdown as the Eagles prepare for preseason game number one. The timeline of the preseason, we go back to way back when, July 25th, the full team reporting to training camp here at the NovaCare Complex in Philadelphia for the first time in 70 years, split between the NovaCare Complex and, of course, Lincoln Financial Field. Only a couple of days into training camp, Jeremy Maclin tears his ACL non-contact work out for the season. Also in training camp, Aurelius Ben, Jason Phillips out as well with ACL injuries. Non-contact, what's going on? August 20th, Michael Vick named the starting quarterback after a couple of very impressive preseason games. And in the course of 5 open practices at Lincoln Financial Field, more than 110,000 fans showing up. We thank you for your support. And of course, over the weekend, the Eagles getting the roster down to 53 players. What about those 53 players? Well, we'll get into them throughout the course of the week here. What about the players who didn't make it? Well, there were some significant cuts. Danny Watkins, former first-round draft pick in 2011, just didn't work out in Philadelphia, has signed since with the Miami Dolphins. Chris McCoy had an okay preseason, good preseason. He gets claimed by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Russell Shepard also claimed after his time here. He goes to Tampa Bay. Clay Harbor finds a home in the NFL as well. Young Ifeanyi Moma, well, still looking for a job, as well as Emmanuel Acho, linebacker, had a big game last week against the Jets, he's still looking for a job, and we wish them the best of luck. Eagles establishing and finalizing their practice squad, an 8-man roster, completed today with the addition of Brandon Bear, second-year player from Oregon. So we'll see how he fits in. A familiar name there, Greg Salas, good preseason. Many thought he would make the 53-man roster. Instead, he's on the practice squad. Eagles also sticking with Michael Bamiro, whom they signed late in the spring after his workout attracted a lot of attention from the NFL. And we'll see if he fits in and develops as the Eagles want him to. Eagles making some additions to the roster of late here, making some moves to kind of bolster things, rearranging the 53-man roster, and we will see those players, Najee Good, and how he fits in with his speed at the linebacker position. Eagles signing him because they like the way he runs. He's the latest addition to this roster. So we'll get y'all caught up on all of that. We want to have you give us some phone calls, talk about the roster, talk about your expectations for the team as the Eagles prepare for the opener on Monday Night Football. On the other side, when we return to Eagles Live, Chip Kelly comes to the studio and talks a little football. His first game in the NFL in the regular season just around the corner. Chip Kelly here in just a moment here on Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News and World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger and Ike Reese and Mike Quick.
Here's a guy that showed up time and time again. Love the way D'Amico Ryans keeps his shoulder square to the line.
When you've got an offensive line, the caliber of guys you're talking about, you've got athletes at the offensive line position.
They must practice all week with great discipline in order to defend Cam Newton.
What I like for Brandon Graham right here is his ability to convert speed to power.
That's good, solid football right here.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays. But you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Like most of you, I grew up a passionate Eagles fan. Sundays during football season meant food, family, and fun. Screaming at the TV for just about every play. But unfortunately, there are too many families throughout our region that struggle every day just to get by. And I'm proud to know that Eagles Youth Partnership is helping to serve more than 50,000 kids each year. Now, when you support EYP, you support not only your team, but also your community.
Eagles fans, join me, Jason Avant, for dinner in the Eagles locker room, prepared by world-famous chef Georges Perrier. Win this and many other unique items by tuning into Eagles Radiothon, Sports Radio 94 WIP, September 3rd and 4th. All proceeds benefit Eagles Youth Partnership. Thank you.
It is time to go one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, Dave Spadaro here at the NovaCare Complex. And, Coach, thanks for joining us, first of all. Preseason, what did it tell you about this football team? Everybody's excited about the Eagles, the Redskins, week one. What did preseason football tell you about the Eagles?
I think it gave us an opportunity to evaluate the players on our roster, you know, being a new staff and having a lot of new players here. You know, we got a chance to put them in live game situations and see how they responded, and it gave us a good idea, especially, you know, with the cuts coming and what we had to do at cut-down day. The fact that you can play four preseason games with officials against other teams, you know, give you a pretty good indication of hopefully what we're going to have for a football team this year.
This offense is obviously, it's a lot of new for the Philadelphia Eagles. How do you feel the group has responded to your demands, tempo and precision, everything you want offensively?
They've been great. You know, since day one, I've said that they've bought into everything that we've been teaching as a group, and you know, they're fully invested in this. They know that the work they put in the offseason, the work they put in preseason camp is going to pay off when the season comes around.
Michael Vick is the starting quarterback, of course, outstanding preseason. You came in, you said you're going to have no preconceptions about him. Talk about what he has shown you, and are there a couple of areas that he's really grown a lot since you've worked with him?
You know, the first thing that strikes you when you see Mike, especially the first time you see him on the field, is just his skill set. You know, he can throw the ball as well as anybody. It jumps off his hand. He's got velocity on it that not many people that have ever played this game have. He also has great feet. He's got escapability. He can move around and keep plays alive in the pocket. Can deliver ball in tight spaces. And then just the biggest thing with Mike that you saw was just a growth and an improvement as he just kept learning the system. And, you know, he's been in a couple different systems because he's been on a couple different teams in this league. So, you know, but his willingness to learn, his passion for the game of football was evident since the first day we saw him.
What's the mentality that you want this football team to have?
I want them to be fearless, you know, to go out there. I think, you know, great teams are fearless. You know, it's a game of many, many, many plays, you know, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. But I want our team to play from a fear of failure, not from a fear of failure, but from a desire to excel. You know, and I think when people go out there and they're scared to play the game and they're scared to make a mistake, that they play passive. And I don't want our guys to play passive. I want our guys to play aggressive. Are mistakes going to happen? Yeah, they're going to happen. But I don't want our guys to worry about that. I want our guys to be fearless, to play the game with aggression, to play the game hard, the way the game's supposed to be played. And I think that's on us as coaches to put them in those situations in practice where they get a chance to experience those things so that when they go out in the game, that they're just going out and they're playing.
It's a young team, a young roster. You've got some rookies who look like they're going to make an immediate impact. How does the rookie class look to you, specifically Lane and Zach, who appear to be ready to make, you know, a lot of impact here?
Well, there's a lot of them. You know, there's Lane, there's Zach, there's Benny Logan, there's Earl Wolf, there's Jordan Poyer in the secondary, and then, you know, we had some young contributions from some undrafted free agents. You're going to see Damon Square. You're going to see Jake Knott. So I think as a group, they all got a great mindset. You know, they came in here and wanting to compete, and we gave everybody the opportunity to compete when they got in here, and they took advantage of it. So, you know, Lane's going to start at right tackle. You're going to see a lot of Zach Ertz. So, but you'll see those other guys too. So we're excited to see how they play.
Defense coming along, a lot of new pieces, new scheme. Where is it in its development?
It's where it's got to be because we don't have any more days as we prepare for the Redskins. So, you know, I think our players will compete and we can play hard and play with great effort. You know, they've got a good understanding of what Billy's trying to get accomplished now. We'll make sure the game plan's enough where those guys, we can kind of make sure we're sound in every area, but that we let our guys go out and play and compete. Like I said, if we're giving them too much, I think sometimes you got them thinking too much on the field, and we don't want them thinking, we want them reacting.
Outstanding performance from special teams, Dave Phipp and his group in preseason. Big plays, great coverage, kicking game solid, big part of the game. And I guess you're very pleased, I'm guessing here, with the way that group's coming along?
Yeah, I mean, but it's the preseason. So, you know, you'll see what it's like when you get into the game. But I think what I am pleased with is their effort, their attention to detail, and how hard they practice, because it's a huge factor for us. And we emphasize it every day. You know, a lot of the roster spots in this team are earned because of special teams, because, you know, when you're a backup, you have to be able to play teams. And if you're a backup and you're not starting on teams, then we've got to find somebody else, because when you go on the game day and you only got 46 guys on the roster, you better make sure that every single one of them is playing for you.
Coach, you spent a lot of time studying the Redskins. What makes them so good?
They got a quarterback that's not too bad.
Not a bad player.
A bad player. You know, I think he's one of the more dynamic players in this league just because he can beat you with his arm and with his leg. He's also very intelligent. You know, when you see him making decisions out there, he's making quick decisions and getting the ball out of his hands. Really impressed with the running back. I think he's a great fit for their scheme. They're a zone run operation that, you know, Coach Shanahan has run when he was with the Broncos. They're kind of known for it. They're athletic up front. They got a group of receivers that really complement them real well. Some speed guys that can take the secondary deep. And what ends up happening, I think people devote so much time to the run game, whether it's RG3 or the running back. It's crowd the line of scrimmage, and they can beat you over the top. So it's a real sound offense, and that's the biggest thing going into it, is that we need to neutralize that attack.
It's a great way to start the season. Eagles Redskins Monday Night Football. Chip Kelly in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thank you, Coach. Good luck on Monday night.
Thank you.
caramel mocha.
Caramel almond.
Caramel turtle.
That would have been awkward.
With Dunkin's caramel iced coffee flavors, there are more ways than ever to love caramel. Try the new caramel coconut today. America runs on Dunkin'.
When you experience something great, you want to share it with everyone. That's why more customers recommend Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Countless reasons, one choice. That's powerful. Verizon.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Let's get it.
You're getting ready to have some fun, man.
Dude, we did it, man. Couldn't ask for anything better. I'm so fortunate to be against the Eagles.
There's no better feeling than walking into this stadium knowing that and all these people are here to support you.
There he is.
How long is it going to be?
That's pretty awesome.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Gold Rush, with 15 top prizes of $300,000. It's kind of fun to make a splash. Keep on scratching.
Grandma, your biscuits are the best.
Oh, these are from Dunkin'.
Granny!
I have a life, you know. That's for me.
Dunkin's new chicken biscuit sandwich is a tender chicken filet on a Southern-style biscuit. Grab one for $2.99 today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, Eagles fans. Brent Selleck here. Join me for a round of golf at the world-famous Marion Golf Club. Win this and many other exciting items by tuning into the 2013 Eagles Radiothon on Sports Radio 94 WIP September 3rd and 4th. All proceeds benefit Eagles Youth Partnership.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here at the NovaCare Complex. Coming up, Chip Kelly addresses the media. We'll cover that live. And Robert Griffin III holds a press conference with the Philadelphia media. We'll get to that audio in just a bit. On Monday night, it's the Washington Redskins who will host the Eagles, and they are in a very different situation than they were just a couple of years ago. The Eagles pretty much handled the Redskins year after year. And then all of a sudden, the Redskins go out and get Robert Griffin III in the draft. And in 2012, they win the NFC East. So they move into 2013 as, I guess, the favorite in this division because of that man right there. Second-year man, Robert Griffin III. Tremendous football player. Plays with poise, confidence, precision. Really, really gave the Eagles fits last year. Four touchdown passes at FedEx Field in an early season win. And then late in the year, he came on strong to help the Eagles, to help the Redskins overcome the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field. We see the numbers. They are impressive for a rookie quarterback. 65.6% of his passes completed. Just five interceptions. The kid made no mistakes last year. A passer rating of 102.4. And you see, obviously, the dual threat that RG3 brings. Now, of course, he hasn't practiced the entire preseason after suffering the torn knee in the playoff loss to Seattle. The big question is, and we'll hear from him in just a few moments, is he 100%? Can he do all the things he did last year, having not played in a game situation in the preseason? So the Eagles get their first look at him on Monday night. Now, he is not alone, of course. The Redskins, they do a lot of things both in the air, and there is Santana Moss, who's been doing it for a long time, and they do it on the ground. Second year back, Alfred Morris, what a rookie season for him. 4.8 yards per carry, 13 rushing touchdowns, 1,600 yards on the ground. The Eagles must stop the running game. on Monday night. It is a downhill one-cut running game, and Morris brings it. Eagles are going to have to be physical and tackle well and win the battle at the line of scrimmage to contain Morris and to try to slow this outstanding Washington Redskins offensive unit. Also take a look at what the Redskins do in the air. And injured for much of last year, healthy now, Pierre Garçon figures to be the Redskins' primary target. Just 44 catches last year after he signed a free agent contract after coming over from the Indianapolis Colts. Big time player to watch. Expect a lot of Kerry Williams on Garçon, who can run, who's big, who's physical, and who can get down the field in a hurry. So if the Redskins get the play action game going, Garçon, Santana Moss, all threats down the field for Robert Griffin III. The Redskins are not just a one side of the ball team. The defense, despite missing some players last year, and some of those players are healthy, Brian Arakpo back in the fold for the Redskins. You see what they did last season. Eagles are going to have to score some touchdowns in the red zone, keep their mistakes to a minimum, and that is penalties and giveaways. And those turnovers have been plaguing the Eagles the last couple of seasons. And again, at times during this 2013 preseason. So Washington thriving on big plays. They like to pressure the quarterback. And Brian Arakpo, no doubt, a force to be reckoned with coming from the outside. He will try to get after Michael Vick and cause some havoc in the Eagles' offensive backfield. We take a look at the Washington Redskins. Impressive team and perhaps the team to beat in the NFC East. We want your phone calls now. Let's talk about it. The opener's almost here. We're live from the NovaCare Complex. We're live every day, Monday through Thursday. On most weeks, we're live Wednesday through Friday this week at 11 o'clock each week, each day on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The phone number 215-339-6709. On the other side, we take some phone calls, and then it's Chip Kelly, Robert Griffin III, a whole lot more to get to on Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Caramel mocha.
Caramel almond.
Caramel turtle.
That would have been awkward.
With Dunkin's caramel iced coffee flavors, there are more ways than ever to love caramel. Try the new caramel coconut today. America runs on Dunkin'.
When you experience something great, you want to share it with everyone. That's why more customers recommend Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Countless reasons, one choice. That's powerful. Verizon.
Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger and Ike Reese and Mike Quick.
Here's a guy that showed up time and time again. Love the way D'Amico Ryans keeps his shoulder square to the line.
When you've got an offensive line the caliber of guys you're talking about, you've got athletes at the offensive line position.
They must practice all week with great discipline in order to defend Cam Newton.
What I like for Brandon Graham right here is his ability to convert speed to power.
That's good, solid football right here.
Grandma, your biscuits are the best.
Oh, these are from Dunkin'.
Granny!
I have a life, you know. That's from me.
Dunkin's new chicken biscuit sandwich is a tender chicken filet on a southern-style biscuit. Grab one for $2.99 today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Eagles fans, this is John Dornbos. How would you like to be an official photo with the Philadelphia Eagles? Be a guest reporter working on Eagles home games, or even attend Super Bowl 48? Be sure to listen into the Eagles Radiothon on Sports Radio 94 WIP, September 3rd and 4th, and all the proceeds will benefit Eagles Youth Partnership.
Time for some phone calls, 215-339-6709. Let's begin in California with Bill. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
I'm ready to go. Doesn't it feel like it feels like it's been forever since the Eagles played a football game.
And you know what really makes the whole thing enjoyable to me is the attitude that everybody seems to have compared to what the last year ended up with.
Well, when you go through a 4-12 season, my friend, it's not fun.
But you bet it's not. The Redskins, I think, I don't know where the Eagles are going to be. I don't know if they're going to be 8-8 or going to be 6-10 or going to be 9-7. I think they have the offense to be a really good football team. I'm a little worried about the run game and the defense. But the Redskins remind me of the early Eagles when 2001, 2002, when they had Donovan, and Donovan was carrying that team. That's what this Redskin.
It's a fair comparison. I would tell you that Robert Griffin III, thanks for the call, Bill, that Robert Griffin III, the number that when you look at his statistics that really jumps out at you is the lack of turnovers, the lack of mistakes. And for young quarterbacks, Andrew Luck, who I think everybody believes is a can't-miss quarterback, still throwing interceptions, making bad decisions, rushing the football out. This kid didn't do any of that last year. And now it certainly helps when you have a great play-action attack. And the plays that the Redskins called on him for were not necessarily big throws down the field. But, you know, Robert Griffin III is somebody who he's got a masterful mind. He's very quick with his release. Obviously has the legs. He's just a super impressive kid. And the reason that the Redskins traded up last year in the draft to get him. So, yeah, it's a very valid comparison. Now, how do you beat him? You got to pressure him. You got to keep him in the pocket. You got to go after him. And if the Eagles can put some pressure on Griffin, then they'll be okay. I think, you know, stop the run and get to the quarterback. All right, let's take another call. Chris in Virginia joins us. Hey, Chris.
How you doing, Dave?
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Ready to fire it up for a new season, you know, a new start to a new era.
Yeah.
Just, very excited. It's going to be a good time.
What are they saying down there in Virginia about this game?
Oh, man, you know, I've been hearing it all off season about, you know, RG3 is coming back. And, you know, I think we're not really giving a shot down here. I think people think they're going to steamroll us, which, hey, you know, that's all right. We'll see what happens Monday night.
Anything can happen.
Hey, exactly. That's why, you know, things are look good on paper, but you always got to play the game.
Now, let's talk about what are your expectations for this? Chris, what do you expect for this team, not just in week one, but for the entire season?
You know, I think the offense is definitely ahead of the defense. I think early on we're going to have to score a lot of points to get the defense, you know, out of kind of bail them out. But I think if the defense can catch on, you know, I think we're going to put up a lot of points. And if the defense can get it together and hold some teams to a few points, I think we can, you know, do some good. I don't know what we're going to do overall, but I'm just excited about a new start, Dave.
Yeah, man. And I think the defense, to me, and thanks for the call, Chris. We'll see you.
Yeah,
you got it, brother. I think this defense has to have a very aggressive approach. It has to be maybe a little bit of high risk, high reward to it, but there certainly has to be some pressure generated, manufactured, if you will. Eagles cannot sit back and let quarterbacks dictate to them with the short passing game, with the play action, how they're going to run things. So I expect Bill Davis to turn up the tempo, turn up the volume, have some creativity in his blitz game. Will they give up big plays in the process? That's who knows. As much as we talk about what we haven't seen from Chip Kelly and his offense, we haven't seen Bill Davis and his defense and the schemes that they're going to put in place here. Is there enough personnel here? Who starts at safety? Chip Kelly will answer some of those questions here in just a short time. He comes up live in just a few moments. Also, Robert Griffin III holding his press conference with the Philadelphia media. We'll get to that in a couple of moments, but we want to get some phone calls from you first, and let's go to North Carolina and talk to Yanni. Yanni,
what's up, Dave?
How are you, brother?
I'm doing all right, man. I haven't spoken to you in a while. How's everything going?
Look at this. We're ready to go. It's football season,
man. It's football season. It doesn't say enough. It's football, man. It's what everybody's been waiting for. And talking about an opener on Monday night, Eagles versus Redskins. I don't know if you can get a better Monday night opener than that.
Well, it certainly is intriguing on every level, right? I mean, I think I probably would have been disappointed if RG3 wasn't playing. I want to see the Redskins. I want to see him. I want to see what the Eagles defense does against as balanced an offense as there is in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Chip Kelly, I mean, I was reserved about it a little bit, but just seeing the offense and seeing how Vic has kind of, maybe too early to say, but it seems like he's rejuvenated himself. I mean, he looks good, Dave. He looks right on. Consistency is what we got to see now. But I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I agree. I do want to see. I think in the Jacksonville game, there were some concerns. Receivers not getting open, pressure up front.
Right.
A couple of throws, decisions that Michael made that were not good decisions. So we want to see. We want to see what he's like under pressure.
But I mean, I think he missed maybe eight of his passes. I mean, I think he was efficient enough. That was his first real going through three quarters of play. But I think what we really got to wait for is defense. If the defense catches up with the offense, Dave, I think this team can be better than just winning eight games. And maybe not so even if they're. I think if they can just get takeaways, or if they can be a defense that just makes plays, kind of like the Packers or the Patriots do. Everyone said they may have not had the best defense as far as covering and just, but they had takeaways.
Takeaways set the offense up in good position. And Yanni, and we thank you for the phone call. Do not forget about the special teams. Eagles special teams were terrific in the preseason, and if they can turn the field around and give the Eagles offense some favorable field position. Yeah, Eagles are going to be in position to win a lot of football games. We take a break now. When we return, Robert Griffin III holds his press conference with the Philadelphia media. How's the knee, RG3? We'll find out on the other side. It's Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News and World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
Like most of you, I grew up a passionate Eagles fan. Sundays during football season meant food, family, and fun, screaming at the TV for just about every play. But unfortunately, there are too many families throughout our region that struggle every day just to get by. And I'm proud to know that Eagles Youth Partnership is helping to serve more than 50,000 kids each year. Now, when you support EYP, you support not only your team, but also your community.
We'd love to hear what you think about the X1 platform. Give me something to search.
Mindy Kaling.
Sure, let's do that.
Awesome. It's everything me all in one place.
Check this out. This is great. What should I watch?
The Mindy Project.
Okay, I wasn't even asking you. The X1 recommends things based on stuff I've watched. So.
The Mindy Project.
Okay, you'd search by genre if you... If
Mindy Kaling cute. Okay, I'm just gonna take this. Mindy Kaling sexy.
Recommendations, search, and voice control, all part of the X1 platform, your entertainment operating system, only from Xfinity.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Gold Rush, with 15 top prizes of $300,000. It's kind of fun to make a splash. Keep on scratching.
Let's get it.
You're getting ready to go have some fun, man.
Dude, we did it, man. Couldn't ask for anything better. I'm so fortunate to be here to the Eagles.
There's no better feeling than walking into this stadium knowing that and all these people are here to support you.
There he is.
Great to meet you.
How long is it?
Great
to meet you.
That's pretty awesome.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Hey, Eagles fans. How would you like to be in an official photo with the Eagles team?
be a guest reporter working a home Eagles game, or even attend Super Bowl 48. Be sure to listen in to the Eagles Sports Radiothon on Sports Radio 94 WIP September 3rd and 4th. All proceeds benefit Eagles Youth Partnership.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here. In a few moments, we'll hear from Chip Kelly as he addresses the media just outside here of the NovaCare Complex. RG3's press conference coming up as well. I want to introduce you to a couple of the newest Eagles, some roster moves made over the course of the last few days to get the Eagles to settle in at the 53-man limit on Sunday. Well, the Eagles went the cornerback route from the Cincinnati Bengals. And take a look at Mr. Sean Prater, 5'10". 190, second year out of Iowa, missed all of last year with a knee injury, acquired via waivers. Cincinnati says goodbye to Prater. The Eagles say hello to him. And in the meantime, Curtis Marsh gets waived injured and then goes on the team's injured reserve list. So the Eagles looking for some healthy bodies, and Sean Prater, one of those bodies, strong kid, runs well. We'll see how he fits in. At the linebacker position, Eagles making another move, releasing Emmanuel Acho and bringing in Najee Good from West Virginia. 244 powerful pounds inside linebacker. Howie Roseman talking about how he runs well and could be somebody to really help on special teams here as Dave Phipp looks to line up his core players in anticipation of a big, big season in coverage for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, Robert Griffin III, big story throughout the entire preseason. Would he be healthy enough to play in this opener against the Eagles? Well, Mike Shanahan naming him the starting quarterback earlier this week. We kind of figured that out all along. And Robert Griffin III meets the Philadelphia media here, an audio conference call. Let's hear from RG3.
Hey, do you think you'll be able to do everything without playing in 9 months? What's it going to be like for you coming out cold without any training camp?
I think it'll be a lot of fun. You know, I think everybody's really looked forward to just getting out there and playing games that matter. You know, we had a great preseason as a team, and the team's just ready to get out there and make things count.
Robert, how have you prepared yourself for taking live contact?
You know, you don't really worry about it. I don't think anybody prepares to get hit. It just happens. That's football. You know, we play the game and have fun doing it.
Do you expect to be able to go out there and not think about the knee at all, or do you think it's something that's going to – you know, that you're going to kind of keep an eye on?
You always have to go out there and play like you were never gone. So it's not anything that I'm going to focus on. I'm going to make sure we get our game plan down and get ready to play this this tough Eagles team.
Robert, do you have to present the throw, the run, to make the play action so successful for the Redskins?
Oh, I mean, I think it just adds another dimension to your offense. And that's always been a part of my game. So it's not going to go away.
How much can you take from your two matchups with the Eagles last year as you prepare for this week?
Total different team, a lot of new faces, new coach. You know, they're trying to bring in a lot of change into the organization and start winning football games. So you really can't take too much. You know, we're not taking them lightly at all. We're going to prepare. We're going to put our best foot forward.
What do you guys study, Robert, since it is a new coaching staff and they don't have anything on tape yet aside from preseason? What are you studying?
Yeah, I mean, it is hard to study. You can't go off of four preseason games, and we understand that. So we know that we got to make sure we go out and execute whatever our game plan is and be able to adjust on the fly. You know, that's one benefit of having a new coaching staff and not really having anything on tape. We realize that, so it's not going to catch us off guard if we see something that we didn't see on tape.
On the flip side of that, Robert, if somebody asked you how are the Redskins different right now than the team that ended the season, you'd say what?
You know, last year, you know, winning 7 in a row to close out the season really showed, you know, the character of our team. So, you know, the team feels more confident. It's not a false confidence. We know if we go out and we execute that we can play with anybody and not just play with them. We can go out and win the game. So I think the team just has a better resolve, a better mindset because we've been through the heat together and a lot of the same guys are back.
All right, that's Robert Griffin III, starting quarterback for the Redskins on Monday night. Let's see what Bill Davis has in store for Mr. RG3. When we return, Chip Kelly meets the media, talk a little bit about the final 53 and a look ahead at the Redskins. We're coming back on Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Grandma, your biscuits are the best.
Oh, these are from Dunkin'.
Granny!
I have a life, you know. That's for me.
Dunkin's new chicken biscuit sandwich is a tender chicken filet on a Southern-style biscuit. Grab one for $2.99 today. America runs on Dunkin'.
When you experience something great, you want to share it with everyone. That's why more customers recommend Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Countless reasons, one choice. That's powerful. Verizon.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
What celebrity do you get mistaken for?
Oh, well, this will be a Napoleon Dynamite for sure.
You don't want to get an animal into a camera shot with you because you have no idea what they're going to do. Right. It seems to me like you haven't been in the league that long, and yet now you're the old man. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
What do you miss about football?
Besides the paycheck?
You probably would have got smoked, Doc.
Bam!
Caramel mocha.
Caramel almond.
Caramel turtle.
That would have been awkward.
With Dunkin's caramel iced coffee flavors, there are more ways than ever to love caramel. Try the new caramel coconut today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Evan Mathis.
And I'm Jason Kelsey.
Jason and I are getting a cooking lesson by celebrity chef Jose Garces.
And we want you to join us.
Tune in to Sports Radio 94 WIP
on September 3rd and 4th
for this and many other way cool items.
And all proceeds will benefit Eagles Youth Partnership.
Way cool.
Way cool.
Eagles head coach Chip Kelly will meet the media here in just a few moments. Want to just mention to you, on Monday we will have complete coverage, obviously, of the Eagles and the Redskins. So make sure you're with us throughout the day. We'll also be playing all of our Eagles Television Network shows during the day. Great shows, great lineup for the Eagles Television Network this year. But we want to hear from Chip Kelly. Can't hear enough from Chip Kelly as the Eagles prepare for his debut as the head coach in an NFL regular season game. What better place to start it off than Monday Night Football, the first of two games that night on ESPN. And ESPN is advertising the game as a 6:55 start. Little pre-promotion broadcasting there from ESPN. Kickoff right around that 7:07, 7:08 time. So get in front of your TVs, turn down the sound, listen to Merrill and Mike on the Eagles Radio Network, and keep your computer on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We have great shows for you, great updates for you. A kickoff show with Adam Kaplan and Bo Wolf, and then the halftime show. We'll have some live coverage from Washington as well. All right, Chip Kelly at the podium now.
Nate.
What went into that decision? What was the decision?
Film evaluation, games played, production so far through the preseason camp and OTAs.
Why the decision to keep three outside linebackers?
Special teams. That's any backup spot we had in our team is all the value of special teams and where are those guys going to play. So if you're going to be a backup player here, you got to play on teams. So that's where that is. You know, right now I think at our outside linebacker spot we had a lot of rush guys, not a lot of drop guys. The one drop guy we have is Connor Barwin. So, you know, to keep a third rush guy, we kept Vinny. You know, we kind of look at Vinny, he could play in that spot for us if possible, but to keep another rush guy that's not contributing on teams just wasn't going to help us, when you, especially when you get to 46. So. Yeah, and we'll cross-train them. You know, we'll cross-train Casey out there a little bit just in case when you're at 46 in a game, you better have some versatility so that if somebody like Connor were to go down, you still have another guy who's a drop-type guy. So.
The fact that you're a little lighter on outside linebacker, is that an indication that you're not quite as close to 3-4, 2-gap 3-4 as you hope to get at this
No, it's just what's available, you know, so you got to go with what it is. So we kept five inside linebackers. We want to keep eight linebackers. We kept five inside and three outside, so.
How close was the Allen Wolf comment? It was Earl really?
Yeah, Earl's pushing. Yeah, you know, Earl's pushing, and he'll play. You know, it's just, but right now Nate's a little bit ahead of him, so.
He'll play on special teams? Or
no, he'll play at safety, too.
Okay. So.
No, just we just got to get him in the game. But it's not a special package where, you know, we have an Earl Wolf defense. It's, so you know, he's gonna go out there and play safety. Yeah.
Okay. You plan on rotating him sort of like you did in the preseason at all?
No, we're just gonna play him. So I don't know the exact rotation. It's not a set thing, but we know we got to get Earl in at safety. So.
The overall feeling for you this first week of the first season for you, how do you coach and how excited are you? How do you temper it?
It's our first game and we're excited. There's a energy around here. Our players are excited. Our staff's excited and can't get ready to get, you know, got to get a lot of good work in this week from a prepared standpoint. But
for you personally, though, I mean,
you've
worked a long time.
I'm giddy. Can you tell?
I'm the Redskins being there off quite a bit last year for Robert. How comfortable is it to what you saw at the college level, some of the concepts that
I mean, they do some things that are comparable, but, you know, they ran the pistol, which we saw when we played Nevada, but, you know, not many people did that. So there weren't a lot of people running that offense at the college level either. So,
how much input does Michael Vick have into the offensive game plan this week?
Mike, I mean, we don't consult with Mike on what we do, but we always talk to all our quarterbacks. We did it through the whole preseason. What do they like? What do they like on third down? You know, what would you call in those situations? Because I think part of us making decisions on what we're going to do is what they feel comfortable doing, you know, because none of us on the coaching staff are playing the game. So. We talk to our quarterbacks all the time, but Mike's not in there game planning with us. So.
Chip, it's been a while since you've been an underdog in a game. What is that kind of like? I mean, it's.
We don't pay attention to that, so I don't. I've never looked at we were the favorite or we were the underdog. I've never, you know, I don't go in there and telling our guys what the point spread is before the game. I don't think that has nothing to do with. I don't think any player's mindset is like that. So, I mean, our coaching staff's mindset's not like that. So,
Matt Barkley will run your scout team and be the quarterback. Right.
Yep.
Okay. Who will you have? A guy
Matt and Nick will. And you know, Matt. We'll rotate those guys. So.
Do you have a guy that you'll use to kind of simulate RG3 or any type of running quarterback? That you might
no, but our guys see it all the time, and we do ones versus one, so they're going to get a chance to see our one defense will go against Mike, so they'll get a chance to see Mike in those situations. So we do a lot of work on our in Wednesday and Thursday ones versus one, so they'll get a chance to see it a little bit from that standpoint. I think that'll help us a little bit this week.
What do you expect from RG?
Preparing for who RG3 was, for who you think RG3 is now, for, you know, that kind of stuff.
I think we got to prepare for what we've seen on film. You know, if we start trying to dream up, you know, what we predict we think he may be, I think we're going to, you know, fool ourselves. If I was him and we had this, we should do this. And, you know, what they ran on tape and what we've seen off out of him, he's obviously a extremely dangerous person, you know, with the ball in his hands, both throwing it and running it, and we got to prepare for that. So,
do you think Michael Vick is still a franchise quarterback?
I don't know what the term franchise is. I know he's the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and if that's a franchise, then the answer is yes.
Chip, does Michael Vick have to be prepared for extra hits because apparently the league allows you to take shots at quarterbacks when they're faking a run the other way?
Yeah, but I think any quarterback has to be prepared for hits if they're carrying out fakes. That's just the way the rule is in the game. So whether I handed it off and was carrying out a bootleg fake, the way the rule is, you know, those guys have to make sure that they're aware of that they can be hit. So we've talked to Mike about that, and we didn't see anything in the preseason that would make us nervous about guys just teeing off on a guy that doesn't have a ball in his hand. So.
Do you think that could change that? Well, I mean, coordinators don't want to show that until they think start.
I mean, we've talked about it, and he's prepared for it. I mean, Mike understands that. People are going to run at him when he's carrying out fakes, but I think that's the same thing for any quarterback. It's the same thing for RG3 too. So,
what can you do to prevent those hits? So, if you're a quarterback, if you're carrying out the fake and they're allowed to hit you,
well, they got to catch you first, right? So, carry out your fake, run really fast.
Your first game at Oregon didn't go the way you want. You still had a terrific season. Did that experience all the turbulence that went around?
Appreciate
that?
You bringing it up.
But did that help you prepare and become a better coach?
I think any game you play, whether you win or lose, there's no, you know, I don't think when you win you say, hey, we didn't learn anything from it. I think you can learn from games that you win and learn from games that you lose. You know, we played a quality opponent. That was a really good football team, really well-coached team, but
look. I mean, the turbulence that went, you know, the punch and all that other business.
It just happens. I think we're all a byproduct of our experience. So did we learn from it? Yeah, we learned from it. But, you know, do I want someone for that to happen again in this game? I hope not.
How's Jim different from 61 guys as opposed to the way you had it from Camacho?
Just trying to regulate the group work, you know, so how do we get offense and the amount of reps and who's on scout squad and, you know, giving us those looks, and then we flip it over, and our two, so to speak, and practice squad players have to be able to give our defense the proper look. We do a little bit of ones versus ones, you know, and make sure we can get up to speed, but we're monitoring everybody's reps so that, you know, the biggest guys that you're concerned with is you're always going to get your – everybody understands the ones offense and the one defense are going to get work, but the guys you have to really take note of is the two offense and how many reps are they in for, you know. So guys that have to play in games but all of a sudden gave – 65 scout looks, you know, but they also still have to play and did every rep in special teams and all those other things. I think we're real conscious of that. So we've got a pretty good plan in place to make sure we monitor that for all of our guys. So.
You spent the last
whoa. I mean, Eagles is moving? You were over here?
You spent the last 8 months.
Did you carry out your fake? See what I didn't see.
There
you go. I don't know about that, but.
I didn't go to Oregon.
That's okay.
You spent the last 8 months.
Couldn't get in, or what's that? Okay. Shot fired, shot answered. I mean, we can keep going. So.
You spent the last 8 months answering questions about a team that you said you didn't know much about. Now that you're through the preseason, you've got your 53. What are your expectations for this team?
Our expectations is to go out and compete hard and play and win a football game. Thanks. I don't look at it that way. I know you're going against Mike Shanahan, who's one of the really, really good football coaches in the history of this league. So if we sit there thinking in our meeting rooms that, hey, we're going to try to pull a fast one or all that other stuff, that's not, you know, we're just trying to go out there and put the best plan in place based upon the 46 players we got available, and that's how we look at it and think about it. So
it's probably safe to assume that
it's never safe to assume, just in general. So
okay, but you guys probably didn't show as much in the preseason as you're going to show on.
No, but neither did they. I mean, look at what they did defensively. They were pretty vanilla in what they did. So I think everybody, that's kind of an MO for everybody in this league. So
in putting together at 53, what consideration did you pay to what Mel and Matthews did for you?
None. It's about special teams. Every backup player on this team, and we've said it since day one, there's three ways to make this football team. Special teams, special teams, special teams. So it's where did they contribute from a special teams factor. So if you're going to be the fourth or fifth receiver, and right now that's Damaris and Jeff, is the value that they have to Coach Phipp and our special teams. And it's the same thing. Why do we keep three inside linebackers as opposed to backup inside linebackers as opposed to one backup outside linebacker? It's how those three players contribute on special teams, and that's kind of where it was. That's why we made the move to get Goody from Tampa Bay. It's the same thing. You know, when you think about it, you stand out there on Sundays, or for us on Mondays, with 46 players, you know, with your starters not really contributing a ton on special teams because they got to play X amount of snaps offensively and defensively, those guys got to go. And in the special teams consideration at times outweighs their production as a backup linebacker or a backup wide receiver, because, you know, how are they contributing in the game? They're contributing as a special teams player. So all of our decisions were based on special teams when it came to backup guys.
James Casey, is he going to practice today?
Can that help you at all, though, kind of build what you're trying to do here?
If we were going to sing the Oregon fight song, it would, but besides that, I mean, I'm familiar with them and I know what they do, but I know what Jeff can do as a special teams player. I know what Casey can do as a special teams player. You know, I was with Pat for a year, you know, but, you know, Isaac Remington's a kid that we brought in. We moved him to the offensive line just before we released him. The other guys we released in the offensive line aren't practice squad eligible, so we think he's got an upside as a offensive lineman, and we're going to take a look and see what he can do. But we also, with Dennis Kelly out, we only got 9 bodies in here for an offensive line, so we had to get at least a 10th guy in here, so we were too deep from a practice standpoint. So
on that note, is Kelly definitely out for?
Yeah, Dennis is the one guy. Haven't got the final on that, but I would imagine, I don't think he's going to be able to get cleared, but he's got another meeting with the doctor later in the week.
James Casey's
Paxson.
Brandon Boykin starting the season as just the nickel corner.
Yeah. Kerry Williams and Fletch will start at the outside corners, and Brandon will be the nickel right now.
You got three good running backs out there. I guess Shady will get most of the rest. Are you looking to utilize all three with Bryce Brown and Chris Paulson?
Yeah, I mean, I think all three of those guys certainly have proved the ability to play. But it also just depends on how the game's going. So, you know, how many reps you're getting offensively, you know, if, you know, but we have, I have no issue with, you know, if Bryce is in there on the fifth play of the game, if LeSean just had four runs in a row and the fifth one may be a 20-yarder and he's tired, then we got to get Bryce in the game. And it's the same thing. But I think we've got confidence as a staff in all three of those guys. So,
you said that we don't care who starts, that, you know, it's who gets the reps and who plays and so forth. Players do care who starts. And how do you get that feeling into that locker room that
I don't think they do. I think our guys want to play. And so if you ask me the question, I think it's the same with you. Do you want to play the first play of the game, or do you want to play the next 60 of the game? You know, it's the bottom line is they want to play. So I don't think the starting thing is the big thing, and that's what I mean when I say that. Do you play the first play of the game? You know, are we going to open up the game with two running backs, one tight end, and two receivers? I don't think Jason Avant's going to be, oh, my God, I didn't start. You know, by the end of the game, Jason Avant's going to play a lot of snaps for us. So that's what I mean when I say who actually starts the game. It's how much do you actually play and how many reps do you get within the game. So.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, that is Chip Kelly, Eagles head coach. The good news here, healthy football team. James Casey recovering from that hamstring injury that he suffered in the preseason game last week against the Jets. He's good to go. The only player that looks to be out for this game, Dennis Kelly, still recovering from his back surgery. So the Eagles waiting patiently, and maybe not so patiently, to get him back. A key player for depth along the offensive line. Dennis Kelly making progress as he recovers from back surgery. When we return, we hear from some players who were out and about in the community last night working with the youth football team. Some of the rookies having a good time, making a difference with some kids. We've got that and a whole lot more coming back your way. Eagles Live returns on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
We'd love to hear what you think about the X1 platform. Give me something to search.
Mindy Kaling.
Sure, let's do that.
Awesome. It's everything me all in one place.
Check this out. This is great. What should I watch?
The Mindy Project.
Okay, I wasn't even asking you. The X1 recommends things based on stuff I've watched. So.
The Mindy Project.
Okay, you'd search by genre if you
Mindy Kaling cute. Okay, I'm just gonna take this. Mindy Kaling sexy.
Recommendations, search, and voice control. All part of the X1 platform. Your entertainment operating system. Only from Xfinity.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News & World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News & World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger and Ike Reese and Mike Quick.
Here's a guy that showed up time and time again. Love the way D'Amico Ryans keeps his shoulder square to the line.
When you've got an offensive line, the caliber of guys you're talking about, you've got athletes at the offensive line position.
They must practice all week with great discipline in order to defend Cam Newton.
What I like for Brandon Graham right here is his ability to convert speed to power.
That's good, solid football right here.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Hi, Eagles fans. It's D'Amico Ryan. How would you like to be in an official photo with the Eagles team, be a guest reporter working a home Eagles game, or even attend Super Bowl 48? Be sure to listen in to the Eagles Radiothon on Sports Radio 94WIP September 3rd and 4th. All proceeds benefit Eagles Youth Partnership.
We give you a live look at practice. There's DeSean Jackson working with special teams coordinator Dave Phipp. Is that a little foreshadowing here? Will DeSean be the punt returner in Washington? We'll see about that. Chip Kelly talking with Greg Delamitros, equipment manager. And it is a beautiful day in South Philadelphia as we get into some of the things that are going on here at the NovaCare Complex. Practice, practice, practice. Eagles getting ready for it, taking a look at practice, which is not a whole lot going on right now. Everybody's just kind of milling about. A little overview. There we go. Let's see what we got. Jason Kelce snapping the football. Michael Vick, LeSean McCoy, Nick Foles working with Julian Vandervelde, and Bryce Brown as well. So we like to just show a little bit of this action for you with our new wireless live capabilities. And that will help us on Monday night when the Eagles play the Redskins. We are going to be live from Landover, Maryland with some shots that nobody else will see. So make sure you tune in on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The kickoff right around 7 o'clock. Our pregame coverage starting long before that with our run of the Eagles television network lineup. And then our kickoff show at 6:30 with Chris McPherson and Adam Kaplan. Eagles in full pads today. This is their first real full day of practice prepping for the Redskins on Monday night. And it's pretty darn exciting to see. All right, last night in the community, the Eagles sending out a couple of players to work with the Clearview youth football team in Mantua, New Jersey. It's an opportunity for the Eagles to work very closely with this youth football team throughout the season. And so we go to the players who had their good times with those players and also have an eye on the Redskins, of course.
Team and doing whatever I can to make sure that, you know, our team is ready to go to beat our opponent on game day. And so now it's, you know, all our focus is on Washington.
Well, now the real game start, if you want to put it that way. I'm sure your first NFL game, this is something you've been thinking about for a long time. How much adrenaline is going to be pumping through you when you run out into the field for the first time?
I'm going to be excited, but I'm not the type of guy to get overboard one way or another. I'm pretty even keeled in terms of, you know, don't get overboard hyped, or I don't, you know, get super, you know, low when I do something bad, because I realize, you know, you can always bounce back and you have to forget the play heady. So I'll come out, I'll definitely be excited, no doubt about that, but I probably won't be, you know, doing somersaults or bouncing off the walls or anything.
Now, RG3 scheduled to start for the Redskins. I know you don't have to play him, you're not on the defensive side of the ball, but have you picked up anything from his game? You know, what makes him so dangerous as a quarterback? We know he's the dual threat, yeah. But what makes him so difficult to guard?
He's just a dynamic player who's you know, got both a strong arm and strong legs to extend plays, and I think that's, you know, in the NFL, that's kind of what sets you apart as a quarterback is your ability to obviously see defenses, know where the ball is going, but when everything breaks down, you can extend that play to make a bad play better.
Think you'll be able to get any sleep the night before the game?
Probably, yeah. I won't be staying up all night, but I, you know, can't wait at the same time.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. I think that's kind of the biggest thing is that these guys, you have to bring your A game every day. And I think I've improved a lot over these past 4 or 5 weeks, and I'm really looking forward to the season.
So now the first regular season game is coming up. I'm sure you've been waiting for this a long time. How much adrenaline is going to be going through you when you run out in the tunnel for the first time?
Oh, it's going to be very crazy, very surreal. I mean, I put a lot of hard work, like I was saying, into this. But at the end of the day, after that first hit, all it's going to be is football, and I'm really looking forward to that part of the game.
How much do you think we're going to see from the offense? What should we expect? What should fans expect going into the first game? It's not the preseason anymore. Yeah. We know Chip Kelly can do a lot of things. What should fans expect?
It's going to be fast. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm not going to delve into a lot of details, but it's going to be fast and it's going to be fun. A lot of points, hopefully, and a lot of wins.
Think you'll get a lot of sleep the night before the game?
I'm going to try my best. I mean, there will be a lot of nerves going into that first game, but at the end of the day, it is just football.
I made things and mistakes, but mistakes that I'm glad I made in preseason instead of regular season. So now I'm just preparing for Washington Redskins and just going forward from there.
So now you get the first regular season game. I'm sure you've been looking forward to this a long time. What's it going to be like when you run out of the tunnel out there in Washington?
I mean, it's going to be a lot of emotions running out there first Monday night, prime time. So that's a game that everybody look forward to. You know, everybody's starting their week off with watching us play. That's something that I'm definitely looking forward to, one I'm going to prepare well for, and just embrace every opportunity I get to play in that game.
How about going up against a guy like RG3? He can run, he can pass. How difficult is it going to be from your position as a lineman to try to contain him?
Well, I played against a lot of guys like that in college, and the thing about defending dual threat quarterbacks like this, maintaining your rest lanes. You don't want to rush, you know, and get out of your lane because the first lane he see that, you know, he don't get a read, he's going to tuck the ball down and run. So you got to make sure you're on the control when you're rushing the passer. And just make sure you're doing the right things because, you know, like I said, you don't want to get out your rest lanes and you give up a big run because that's where you're looking for the big plays. And whenever you get a chance to take though, he's going to take his shot on it. So you got to be more disciplined going into this game.
How about practicing against a guy like Mike Vick, another mobile guy? Does that kind of help the whole defense heading into the game?
Yeah, definitely. You practice against a guy like Mike Vick all summer long, all spring long. So it kind of gives you, you know, what to expect, what you're looking for. So practice against Mike Vick definitely prepared us for going into Washington.
You think you'll get a lot of sleep the night before the game?
Yeah, definitely. I sleep well before games. It doesn't bother me at all.
This is Back to Football Week. As you know, throughout the NFL and the Eagles spending a lot of the day yesterday out and about in the city of Philadelphia. John Dorenbos, one of the participants. Let's show you some of the things that went on yesterday as the Eagles getting ready, along with an entire city and a world of Eagles fans for this 2013 regular season.
Hey, what's up? This is John Dorenbos of Philadelphia Eagles. We are here in Rittenhouse Square. Myself, Jason Kelce, Connor Barwin, Evan Mathis. We're going to interact with some fans. We might buy some stuff, play catch. You never know. But it's player takeover happening right now. You guys see it like this? You see it like this? Now I'm going to bend it in half like this. See it? So now when I put it in the middle, it's got a big old crease in the middle. You guys see it? Now look, these are going to go on top this way. You guys got it? Watch this. All you got to do is just toss it. And with the bend, watch. It jumps to the top.
What?
Check it out. Go ahead and turn it over. Check it out. Then we can find it.
Wow.
Yeah. Ah! Yes!
Have a nice day, and thanks for the signature.
Absolutely. Oh, wait, one more. Got it. Oh, good. Thank you so much. Wonderful. Thank you.
1, 2, 3, go!
That big enough right there? Or that too small?
Look her up, man. This.
You know, made some people happy today. You know, learned about some good food in there, and shoot, that's all I can say.
Philly has real diehard fans, man. You can tell by just how they reacted when we walked in here, so. No, it's all love out here.
Going back to what Brandon said, I think we changed somebody's life today. Just going back out and giving to the community. And overall, today was a good day.
Everybody is ready for some football. We've got you covered throughout the day here tonight with our Eagles update that will encompass what went on in practice and after practice as the Eagles bring out some players to talk to the media and the locker room is open. And then we want you to watch the Eagles Television Network this weekend. A great lineup of shows for you, Eagles Unscripted, on Thursday, 1:06 a.m. on Channel 6 ABC in Philadelphia, Inside the Season. Friday, 1 o'clock a.m., and then it re-airs Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eagles Game Plan Saturday at midnight, or 5 minutes after, and then again Sunday at 11:35 a.m., and then the post-game Football Frenzy on 6 ABC on Tuesday at 11:35, the day after the game. Okay. We thank you for joining us here today on Eagles Live. We're back tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and we'll hear from the coordinators at that time, Bill Davis, Pat Shurmur, and Dave Phipp, talking about the Washington Redskins. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.
I'm fighting for the